busting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program. Here's a few headlines for you. Coming to America, UK signs Julian Assange's U.S. extradition papers. Yep. Donald Trump, you owe this man something. You, if not for WikiLeaks, I believe that the Democrats would have went all out and stolen that election. They were scared. Seth Rich had already given WikiLeaks a ton of information. WikiLeaks knew how their system works about stealing elections. They were afraid to do it, I believe. Trump, you owe him. Pardon him if he makes it, if he's not dead yet. Let's see. Here we go with more subpoenas. This is ridiculous. BBC bosses order reporters not to use the word terror in reporting jihad attacks. Military. Trump's Space Force. The House Armed Services Committee approved a new military branch for space early this morning. How about that? What are the chances? Military. Pentagon ground test fighter jet launched hypersonic weapons. Yeah. And, of course, Congress is about to raise their own pay again. Yeah. Federal spending tops $3 trillion through May for the first time ever. What are the chances? Let's see. Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch uncovers emails that show coordination between Obama State Department and House Democrat leadership on the Christopher Steele Russian dossier. Yeah. Well, all right, let's get into the stuff that I have saved here specifically for the show. This is a scary story. More elderly Americans are dying from falls. These falls appear to be the side effects of medication, which includes vision loss, confusion, sleepiness. These all can increase the risk of falling, warn researchers. Death rates from falls are rising among elderly Americans and climbing fastest among seniors in their 90s, a study shows. Among all adults 75 and older, mortality from falls climbed 5.1% from 2016. Researchers report in the Journal for American Medicine. Death rates from falls rose the most, 6.4 among people 95 and up. Well, that's not good. That's why they should have one of those little button things. They should be careful. You should go to your parents' or grandparents' home and try to make sure that everything is safe. There's nothing they can trip over. Very important. I don't remember this story. Oh, it's another one of those news with you. I love this. This website's incredible. I'm continually amazed how God arranges to have material fall into my lap at just the right time. Within minutes after I forwarded my last article to News with Views for posting, I opened up my May 6, 2019 New American Magazine, and there was the title of this article advertising a book called Prudent Jurisprudence by William D. Graves, a former judge and legislator who collects articles explaining how the Constitution is being illegally undermined and delineating principles of American jurisprudence, which I'm sure will not come as a surprise to the folks who endeavor to self-educate, as Ron Vrooman has done since he discovered Oregon has not had a constitutional republic since November 8, 1910, when Article 7 amended our Constitution without one vote being counted in any county. It was done by Republican Governor Frank W. Benson, who also happened to serve as Secretary of State at the time, a constitutional impossibility. Way back then, we were electing unprincipled leaders already. I recommend every family in Oregon should have on their library shelves the current blue book filled with history about Oregon, plus names of all elected officials and their background in the Bill of Rights. Let's see. November 8, 1910. I've come to the conclusion that we the people are not familiar enough with our elected officials to even allow us to vote intelligently. I watched what I considered to be a conservative cousin at a family reunion a few years ago confront the liberals from another part of the state. As his message to me follows, he seemed unafraid to speak up. While trying to get this guy 8 years younger than myself to become educated and involved in his local government, he wrote, "I don't give a crap what you think of me and my politics. I have yet to meet one that is honest, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, or whatever, including Donald Trump. I have missed voting and try to vote for the person that's best for America. I voted for Trump because I had no other choice. You are so narrow-minded because you accuse me of following the media. Voting for just the GOP is as bad as for voting straight Democrat. I'll live my life the way I want to, and I don't need you telling me how to live. Goodbye." Well, I never did suggest that he vote just Republican because, like he says, there's a disgust with both parties. Excuse me. I did sign off with him by saying, "Get mad at me if you like, but it's time that you earned your way in this country." His father was a World War II vet. For his June 8th birthday, I sent him a copy of the May 6th New American and a pocket-sized Constitution. Although he had a heart attack a year ago, triple bypass surgery, he's fully recovered. He is retired and enjoys his leisure time skiing. His only claim to fame was getting lost one night and having walked down a mountain all night long, where he finally saw smoke coming from a cabin, and he knocked on the door. The lady answered the door and smiled and said, "What took you so long?" Because his missing was all over the news, and apparently some other skiing enthusiasts had run into the same trouble and ended up knocking on her door the next morning. I don't know what that has to do with this article. This cousin was one of 76,000 employees who worked for McKesson Pharmaceuticals, who were responsible for the opioid drug epidemic. On December 17, 2017, 60 Minutes said the DEA wanted to go after McKesson, but with all their high-powered attorneys from Harvard, etc., they said that they knew they'd be tied up in court for years, so they settled for $150 million. Because the name of the program was too big to prosecute. The New American Magazine said vaccine manufacturers have no incentive to research further because the federal government protects them from virtually all liability when their products injure or kill patients. Yes, I've told you that. Our Congress passed that. Well, I agree with my cousin for voting for the GOP, and I agree with him that voting for the GOP is the same as voting straight Democrat, and in many ways, he's absolutely right and expresses the opinion of maybe 90% or more of the majority of voters, which I describe above of not being informed enough to even be allowed to vote, because the two-party system was designed for consensus. Those who say appease are hung by those they tried to please. The Hegelian dialectic, we've talked about this, approach to consensus building, which means compromise, and conflict resolution, dialogue, is the process which the radical left attempts to control and manipulate outcomes, and to hell with the Constitution. And since the Bible has been removed from the public schools, common sense left as well. The bottom line, Margaret Thatcher famously said, consensus is the absence of leadership. Wow. Now, I don't hold my cousin responsible for the opioid drug epidemic, but surely there is some worthwhile project organization trying to alleviate those addicted with which he could volunteer. A certain amount of pleasure is reasonable. However, I don't sense he does any type of volunteer work. I'm the first to recognize that working people are busy with jobs, family, etc., and are not interested in government until it's their ox that's gored. This is basic human nature and a sin I've had to ask God to forgive, and why socialism has become popular in recent elections. Now, I switched from the Democratic Party in 1980 to the GOP when a couple of dedicated precinct women showed me the difference in the two-party platforms. Before I knew what a precinct committee person was, I was one. Okay, that's just a bunch of other stuff that doesn't really fit in. Okay. The Equality Act that they're pushing, very dangerous for us Christians. How would you respond? Well, let's see. Christians are in trouble today because instead of confronting the satanic-controlled alphabet groups, LGBT, whatever, that are now threatening us with a bill in Congress called the Equality Act, we've got the first article I read, folks. It's time to stand up. It's time to make a stand. You know, this is Sodom and Gomorrah, or it's soon going to be. And read Genesis 8, chapter 18. Yeah. Well, we know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to happen here. Let's see. What in the world is this? U.S. death rates from suicides, alcohol, and drug overdoses have reached an all-time high. West Virginia and Ohio far outpace other states in drug overdose death rates. Well, let's see if it tells us how far the things are up. Americans are at a greater risk of dying from an opioid overdose than in a car crash. Wow. West Virginia had the highest drug overdose death rates, fueled mostly by the opioid epidemic. They rose 450% from 2005 to 2017. This is mind-boggling. And it's not just prescription painkillers and heroin that are driving these death rates. The study's author also point to fentanyl and other potent synthetic opioids that are creeping into illicit drugs such as cocaine. Now, fentanyl is similar to morphine, but 50 to 100 times more potent. I got to tell you, that's strong. Following West Virginia, D.C., Kentucky, Delaware, and New Hampshire have the next highest drug overdose rates in the country. Wow. Death rates from suicide and alcohol also showed regional disparities. People died at higher rates by suicide or from alcohol than from drugs in Montana, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Oregon, and Wyoming. Beyond these death rates, the report looked at 44 other factors that influences a population's health to determine the state's ranking. Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Washington, Connecticut, and Vermont ranked the highest. Connecticut and Vermont tied for fifth. While Arkansas, Nevada, Texas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi received the lowest ratings. The good old South. Well, all except for one. So what separates the top states from the lowest? Health care coverage. I wouldn't have thought of that. How about that? The states that ranked at the bottom all had the highest rates of residents without health care coverage. All right, I got to hit a quick break, and I will be right back, please.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. There's a worldwide movement on right now to normalize pedophilia.
Yes.
And I was talking to Greg about this earlier, and I said if Clinton had won, it would already be legal. But anyway, several years ago, conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh sounded the alarm over the normalization of pedophilia in America. Quote, "There's a movement on to normalize pedophilia, and I guarantee you your reaction to that is probably much the same as your reaction when you first heard about gay marriage," Limbaugh said on the Rush Limbaugh Show this past Monday. "What has happened to gay marriage? Well, it's become normal. And in fact, with certain people in certain demographics, it's the most important issue in terms of who they vote for. So don't poo-poo. There is a movement. There's a movement to normalize pedophilia. Don't poo-poo it. The people behind it are serious, and you know the left as well as I do. When they grab onto something, they don't let go," he added. That's very true. Limbaugh made these comments as he was discussing a recent article published in the UK's The Guardian, which was titled, "Pedophilia Bringing Dark Desires to Light." This article, written by John Henley, addresses the issue of pedophilia in a modern society and discusses research done on the brains of pedophiles. The Republic Standard recently warned about how the liberal media is working to normalize pedophilia. "Having sex with people who are neither physically nor mentally mature enough to consent to it is rape. This is apparently an increasing controversial hill on which to die, but so be it. If you read the left-wing press, whenever they tackle the issue of pedophilia, it is unanimous that pedophiles are just misunderstood." Vice Canada tweeted an article that appeared in their publication in an attempt to normalize pedophiles. From the article, when Ender Wiggin, these are some strange names, Vice Canada and Ender Wiggin, was banned from Twitter last December, it wasn't because he was a far-right troll or even a Nazi sympathizer. In fact, Wiggin had an army of pizza gators harassing him all hours of the day, insisting he kill himself right until the moment his account was disabled on December 14th. That's because Ender, a.k.a. Enderphile, is the pseudonym of a non-offending or anti-contact pedophile, someone who's attracted to children but claims to be against adult child sex and child pornography. Well, inside that community, he's known as the unofficial leader and claims he's been using social media to reduce the stigma associated with pedophilia, showing other pedophiles they can live lives without offending. Here's one of his tweets. "The current misconception is that every pedophile is a child molester, and if they're not, it's just a matter of time. It's important to show the world that that's just not the case." Pedophiles have used websites like Twitter to argue that they're not evil, forcing social media platforms to decide how they're going to treat them. The Republic Standard blames left-wing media outlets like Vice for their efforts to normalize pedophilia. Vice used to be awesome. Even after the McInnes era, some of the reporting, articles, and video journalism was top-notch. Nowadays, the company is riddled with sleazeball liberals who can't treat women with politeness and literal endorsements of pedophilia. Worse, it's not just Vice Canada that is as insane as Justin Trudeau. Salon published another self-described virtuous pedophile in 2015, claiming that he was a poor, suffering lamb who just wants to be loved. The ambiguity of his words should tell you all that you need to know, but let us spell it out for you clear as day. Pedophilia must be stigmatized in society. It must never lose its stigma. The very idea that a pedophile should feel without stain is a very dangerous idea indeed. One may feel a certain level of sympathy for the pedophile. I sincerely doubt that anyone would choose this life, but to empathize with them is a path to ruin. No doubt Weaver and others in the liberal press would deny it, but the agenda here is clear. Leftist activists are using the liberal media to convince people that pedophilia is not immoral. Good Lord. I got news for you, folks. They need to be hung. They need to be killed. You can't fix them. They can't be fixed. And you know, when we had that big rash of priests here in America, Catholic priests, and yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to go on Catholics again. All the Catholic priests and all the pedophilia that they just uncovered. And if we go back to the roots of it, you know what caused all this? The Catholics were having trouble finding young straight men who wanted to be priests. So they decided to open it up to homosexuals. Well, they had a huge outpouring of homosexual young men who wanted to be priests. 30 years later, what do you think they found? A ton of sexual abuse with children. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out, does it? I'm sorry. They need to be, if you mess with a child, you need to die. That's, when I get my own world, that's going to be one of my first few rules. You mess with a kid, you die. Sorry. It's the way it is. Don't mess with kids. Mark Twain once famously quoted, or said rather, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed. Samuel Longhorn Clemens had a way with words, no doubt about it, and he's absolutely right. Oh boy, Pelosi. The trashing of President Trump continues unabated. His wife is constantly attacked by the prostitute media for not doing enough. But mostly, they tend to focus on her wardrobe and her, quote, lack of fashion taste. Really? Well, the attacks are silly, but done with cat-clawing malice. Meanwhile, the same prostitute media held every thread worn by the imposter former first, quote, lady, in 84 air quotes, Michelle Obama, Michael Obama, as big a fraud and liar as that thing she's married to. Social media has gone crazy over the former First Lady Michelle Obama's $4,000 designer boots. Ain't no ho got anything on Michelle. I was just trying to pronounce it the way they wrote it. The yellow dress is not only unflattering and doesn't fit her, it looks like a bad imitation of lingerie in a whorehouse. Those thigh-high streetwalker boots with glitter from top to bottom cost $4,000. I laughed. And so is Michelle, all the way to the bank. Useful fools have purchased 3 million copies of her book. But that is the kind of nonsense the thoroughly disgraced media owned by the Democrat Communist Party USA focuses on instead of what the mainstream media used to, and that is real news and investigating corruption from a neutral standpoint. And if you think 2018 was a rotten year, just wait. It was a very dark day for America when Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. I wrote a column back then on January 8th titled, Pelosi and her Brazier Brigade. Quote, the swearing-in of Nancy Pelosi was covered ad nauseum on all networks, January 4, 2007. Her coronation as Speaker of the House was hailed as historic. A step for equality. The term equality meaning female instead of one's complete knowledge of the history of this republic and the founding documents. Her Highness has made the promise of bipartisanship. Hold on to your wallet and don't enlist in any branch of the military anytime soon. Make no mistake about it, Pelosi's crowning will be one of the darkest days for freedom and liberty in this country and another gigantic step towards communism, fascism, and further weaning the American people into total dependency on mother government. Well said. The last pretend election cycle, voters heard the same old recycled mantra from female incumbents and candidates. The sisterhood of sycophants relentlessly carping on women's issues in furtherance of empowering women for the children and building the community, which was pure communism. What absolute bilge. The feminization of Congress has been destroying constitutional government for decades. running America into oceans of unpayable debt and breeding generations of helpless women whining for Mother Government to take care of them in their every need. Nancy Pelosi has stages of dementia. I know. I've dealt with it with my 91-year-old mother for about the last 6 years. I've also had 20 hours of training on what that terrible mind-destroying process does. I know what I'm talking about. Pelosi's having a spot of trouble being a legend in her own mind, with some of the newbies coming in, the like loon bag communist comrade Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Muslim females who should never be allowed to serve in the U.S. Congress. No, not because of their religion, because Islam is not a religion. It is a totalitarian political party disguised as a religion. So if Islam be a religion and the Muslims are a nation, jihad, on account of what it has been accorded the dignity of the best of all prayers in Islam, becomes a useless term. But the truth is that Islam is not the name of a religion, nor is Muslim the title of a nation. In reality, Islam is a revolutionary ideology and a program which seeks to alter the social order of the whole world and rebuild it in conformity with its own tenets and ideals. Muslim is the title of that international revolutionary party organized by Islam to carry into effect its revolutionary programming, and jihad refers to that revolutionary struggle and utmost exertion which the Islamic party brings into play to achieve this objective. Representative Omar, the fools in Minnesota allegedly elected her, wants a 237-year-old ban on headgear worn on the House floor overturned so she can wear her jihad. I say go take a hike. Another stinking progressive, the LGBT whatever community struggle did not end with the legalization of same-sex marriage. People in the queer community are disproportionately affected by the same issues we all experience. Who has no idea what the Declaration of Independence or U.S. Constitution say or mean? She's right out of Karl Marx. This lady, I love the way this lady writes. I'm not reading it very well, but she writes very passionately. There's no such thing as a moderate Muslim. Their goal is, and always has been, domination and the takeover of countries, not assimilating into them. Muslims should never have been allowed into this country, period. They are the giant, listen to what she's saying here, I said this earlier, they are the giant Trojan horse. Everyone is terrified of calling him out for fear of being smeared with some label, but not me. Thank you. Stupid, tolerant Americans can't seem to see what Muslims really are. Violent savages. If you do not get on your knees and commit to Allah, you are an infidel and you must die. I feel very sorry for humans trapped in that phony religion. Instead of being free, they are more like slaves. Islam is a cancer that oozes across America. Wow. Ooh. Challenging Sharia law means challenging Islam as a religion. And if you think we won't see more of this here in America, think again. Refugee acquitted of rape as he has different cultural norms because he's from Bangladesh, which is 90% Muslim. That story was reported a couple of years ago. Rape jihad. European girls and young women blamed for Muslim gang rape of girls and young women in Europe. Oh, okay. Ah, boy. An Islamic Christmas greeting. We are thirsty for your blood. You would be shocked to see how many Muslims were allegedly elected last November to state houses, city councils, Congress, and worst of all, judges. It's actually frightening because their open agenda is to change America. Remember the criminal imposter President Barack Hussein Obama when he said he wanted to fundamentally change America? There you go. Because, as I've told you so many times, Islam is Satanism. The 12th Imam is the Antichrist of the Bible. They're waiting on their Savior, the 12th Imam. He is the biblical Antichrist. That makes Islam Satanism. That's a fact, Jack, to quote Stripes. That's a fact, Jack. Who in their right mind allowed these people in this country? Of course, you'd probably never be able to find that out at this late date. My phone keeps pinging, and I don't know why. Oh, well. All right, got to hit my bottom of the hour break. I will be back.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callan. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm sorry this show hasn't gone as smoothly or as well as I would have liked. Today has been one of the worst days of my life. My world started imploding about 12:15 today, right after lunch. It's nothing I really want to get into on the air, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to keep doing this weeknight show as well. I'm not sure about Saturday's show either. There's a lot going on in my world, and it's not fair to my wife to have to deal with the stuff she's having to deal with because I'm incapable of it with what's going on with me. And then it's a long story, but I wanted to kind of halfway explain why I'm a little out of it tonight. It's been a bad, very, very, very bad day. All right, let's do some rents headlines. As we probably all know by now, Sarah Sanders is resigning. Mother of three says it's time for us to go home back to Arkansas, and I understand that. She's got kids. I get that. Hillary Clinton, circumstances of Trump's America more dangerous than Hitler's Germany. You see, it's called projection. Everything that they say is they're really talking about themselves. And believe me, Hillary's America is more dangerous than Hitler's Germany. If Hitler had the technology that our intelligence apparatus than the deep state has now, we would all be speaking German. Uh-huh. Pompeo, of course, says Iran's responsible for the blatant assault on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. I'm not so sure about that. Let's let the dust settle and see what video shows up or what we find out. I hope this isn't a false flag to go to war with Iran, because if we do, well, let me add one other headline before I finish that thought. Putin is talking about how the relationship between his Russia and Trump's America is going down the tubes rather quickly. When you add that with this, supposedly Iran's attack on these oil tankers, which this spells up a confrontation between us and Russia. Russia's going to protect Iran. America, if we attack Iran, Russia's going to, it's going to be World War III. Maybe this is the Psalm 83 war. I don't know. But it ain't good. All right. Let's see. None dare call it an invasion. That's a whole bunch of videos showing us about all the illegals, how they're sneaking in here, yada, 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 yada. We know all that. Let's see. They're repeating. Russian embassy in Iran confirms rescue of 11 Russians from the burning tanker. Let's see. Iran saves crew members of tanker hit in Sea of Oman. Don't believe the U.S. government mainstream media blaming of Iran for the attacks. It's a false flag op. Let's see what that says. Let's see if there's any details or images or anything like that. This is Press TV, by the way. Yeah, a new video posted by the website of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, shows crew members of a tanker hit earlier on Thursday by a suspicious blast in the Sea of Oman after they are rescued by Iranian relief teams. The video refutes false reports by some media outlets claiming that Iran avoided helping the sailors working on the vessel. I've heard it was a mine. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I bet we don't have any videos of whatever hit it. Let's see. A second tanker had loaded a cargo of methanol in Saudi Arabia, and its crew members were rescued by a Dutch vessel. Now, one of the tankers was sailing under a Panamanian flag. The other bore the Marshall's Island insignia. I don't know. You know, as Dan Morris likes to say, we'll know in the fullness of time, baby. I suppose we will. All right. Tehran calls for securing of strategic waterways after tankers attacked in the Gulf of Oman. All right, what else have we got here? Border spending package seeks aid for illegals, but no money for border wall. Trump administration demands $4.5 billion in emergency aid. The border is at its breaking point. In over 2.5 years, Trump's border operation, I guess, has failed completely. Yeah. Republicans push back on border crisis. Senate to address humanitarian crisis at border won't do anything for crisis in Louisiana, New York, San Francisco, etc. Dem proposal to ban Pentagon funds for border wall survives votes. Deal or not, Mexico cannot stop the border crisis on its own. Wow. After he was deported, he sold heroin and ran a brothel in Milwaukee. Well, I bet that's a great article. Trump to place over 500,000 illegals into America this year alone. Wow. Oh, wow, the Mexican president sold his airplane so he could take that $150 million and help stop the illegals. You really believe that? Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Wow. How Ike destroyed the Republican Party. Oh, man. For countless Americans, living in their vehicles has become the new norm. Trump continues to allow funding of illegal... just makes me sick. Oh, the G20 summit, they're talking about go ahead and adopting a cryptocurrency, which tells me that America's dollar will cease being the reserve currency. And when that happens, game over, folks. Game over. Propaganda is the root of all our problems. I don't know that I'd say it's the root of all our problems, but it's certainly one of the bigger problems. Let's see what this says. A new article in Forbes reports that the CEO of CrowdStrike, the extremely shady cybersecurity corporation, which was functional in the construction of the official CIA-CNN Russian hacking narrative, is now a billionaire. George Kurtz ascended to the billionaire rankings on the back of soaring stocks immediately after the company went public, carried no doubt on the winds of the international fame it gained from its central protagonist role in one of the most well-known hacking news stories of all time. A loyal servant of empire, well rewarded. Never mind that U.S. government insiders like Hillary Clinton have been prepping for escalations against Russia well in advance of the 2016 elections, and that their pre-existing agendas to shove a geostratic obstacle off the world stage benefited from the hacking narrative as much as George Kurtz did. Never mind that CrowdStrike is tied to the NATO narrative management firm known as the Atlantic Council, which receives funding from the U.S. government, the EU, NATO, Gulf states, and powerful international oligarchs. Never mind either that CrowdStrike was financed with a whopping $100 million from Google, which has a cozy relationship with U.S. intelligence and has since its very inception. I would add that it was conceived by the military intelligence apparatus. Never mind, to this day, the DNC servers have not been examined by the FBI, nor were they examined by the special counsel of Robert Arrakis WMD's Mueller, preferring instead to go with the analysis of the extremely shady outfit with extensive and well-documented ties with the oligarchic leaders of the U.S. centralized empire. Also, never mind that the CrowdStrike analyst who led forensics on those DNC servers had in fact worked for and was promoted by Robert Mueller. I keep losing my place because my mouse is going to 9 lines a click again. Preferring instead to go with the analysis of this extremely shady outfit with extensive and well-documented ties with the oligarchic leaders of the U.S. centralized empire. Also, never mind that the CrowdStrike analyst who led forensics on those DNC servers had, in fact, worked for and was promoted by Robert Mueller while the two were in the FBI. What are the chances of that? All of this is connected, folks. I have never seen... I mean, there's just hard evidence that connects all these players. And so many of them are communists. How did a damn communist get to be second in control of the FBI? It's an inside job, folks. Our own government is facilitating the destruction of America. I pray to God you all see this. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but my God, it's right in your face. You look at the evidence. You look at who's taking care of who and who's doing this and who's... There's no question. None. As I never tire of saying, the real underlying currency in our world is not gold, nor bureaucratic fiat, nor even raw military might. The real underlying currency of our world is narrative and the ability to control it. This is why the powers that shouldn't be control our media. It's their most powerful weapon. Think of how many people that the only news they get is from the TV, from the media. It's all controlled. Scary stuff. These are scary times, folks. The U.S. State Department just got busted using a $1.5 million troll farm to manipulate public discourse on social media about Iran. Video footage has just surfaced of the OPCW Director General admitting that the OPCW did indeed deliberately omit any mention in its official findings of a report from its own investigation, which contradicts the establishment narrative about a chemical strike in Syria. That has been proven to be an outright lie that Syria did that. Actually, who did that chemical strike in Syria was the, quote, 84 air quote, moderate Muslims that we were funding. Proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Mint Press News just broke a story the other day about a new narrative management operation known as the Trust Project, a coordinated campaign by establishment-friendly mass media outlets for gaming search engine and social media algorithms in collusion with major tech companies like Google and Twitter. No, say it ain't so. In a new interview with the Canary, UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Niels Melzer explicitly named the mass media as largely responsible for Assange's psychological torture, excoriating them for the way that they have shown a remarkable lack of critical independence. Please don't go 9 lines. And have contributed significantly to spreading abusive and deliberately distorted narratives about Mr. Assange. I would expect nothing less from the media.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
In the old days, kings wore gold on their heads, and when you saw one, you were expected to remove your hat and bow, or you'd be tortured to death in the town square. Then along came the printing press, and people got better at sharing ideas with each other. And pretty soon, everyone started to connect the dots and realize that kings were just regular people with gold on their heads. Once everyone started agreeing that they didn't much like being tortured to death in the town square for not groveling before some schmuck with a shiny hat, kings went out of style. But they didn't go away. As long as there have been humans, there have been humans trying to dominate and control other humans. As societies became larger and more complex, it went from trying to become the alpha human in the tribe to the alpha human of an entire country to the alpha human of an empire. But in each case, the impulse to try and dominate as many other humans as possible was the same. When kings went out of style, that impulse didn't leave with them. It simply found a different way of manifesting. The new alpha dominators of the literate world couldn't wear gold on their heads, and they couldn't torture dissidents to death in the town square. The ones who rose to the top were the ones who figured out that they could still function as kings, as long as they weren't such egotistical wankers about it. They could no longer sit on thrones and make everyone grovel before them. But with a little bit of cleverness and a whole lot of money, they could have all the power of a king and more. All they had to do was keep the people from realizing that they were being ruled. It took them a while to get that last part down, and there were a few false starts. Like in France, where everyone started grabbing them and slicing their heads off with French head-slicing contraptions. The new breed of kings which emerged from the chaos and upheaval were ones which understood how to control everyone, but from behind the scenes, without drawing too much attention to themselves. They learned to give the people an official government, to create the illusion of freedom and democracy. And they learned to use their money to dominate every important aspect of that government. They learned how to buy up media, so they could control the stories that people tell themselves about what's going on in their society. Beginning with newspapers, then radio stations, then television, and eventually online media as well. They learn to control the very economic infrastructure which determines how money works. Then they pass their secrets on to their heirs, along with their vast fortunes, in exactly the same way kings used to pass down their crowns. Today's kings rule not with brute force and claims of divine right, but with manipulation and with money. They rule from the shadows, never sticking their heads out into the light for fear they'll start getting chopped off again. They weave happy stories into public consciousness of freedom and democracy, while wielding far more military and economic might with far more control than the kings of old ever dreamed possible. They have used this power to turn humanity into a funnel, which pours ever-increasing amounts of wealth into their treasuries, and thus ever-increasing amounts of power. The earth itself is being stripped bare to quench their insatiable lust for more and more control over more and more humans. But the weakness of the new kings is the same as the kings of old. Information. We can share ideas and information and point out what the kings have been doing to us, what they're doing to our planet, and what they're doing to our minds. We can point to their lies, point to their hiding places in the shadows. Because these new kings cannot torture us to death in the town square. All they have is lies and money, and we can see through lies. And collectively, we can change our minds about how money works. When we do that, we can get rid of the new kings just like we got rid of the old kings. Only this time, we can choose to evolve beyond the urge to dominate and control and enslave. And then, our eyes freed from the lies and manipulation and delusion, we can all be kings. And we can heal our planet together. And we can place a crown upon its head. And a new humanity can be born. A humanity that works in collaboration with itself and with its ecosystem. A harmonious humanity. A natural humanity. And that would be truly wonderful.
Wow. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was good about the kings. And yeah, it's just, man, everything is so messed up. It's, I don't even know where to start, you know? The media, that is their most powerful weapon. There's no question that they just, they, when you control the complete, you know, all of the news, then it, you got it. I mean, you've got the citizens, as my dad used to say, by the short hairs. You got them. What else are they going to do? You know? Interesting stuff, folks. Anyway, I thought you might enjoy that. Oh, gosh. Let's see what else I've got for you tonight. John Rappaport wrote something very interesting. Most of my readers now know that my blog has been taken down by WordPress for no stated reason. We are working to restore the blog by other means. You're reading this either because you've already subscribed to my email list or someone forwarded this email to you. If you're in the latter category, then the best way to get my daily articles is to go to my homepage, nomorefakenews.com, and sign up for the email list in the upper left corner. You'll get articles in your inbox. Okay, here we go. After dutifully serving my two terms as President of the United States, I retired to my family farm in Virginia. I had done my best to turn around the oil tanker called government and had largely failed. But I expected that. It was a losing game. As a young man, I had wanted to be a writer. So now I picked up my old notebooks and began to write fiction. I found myself traveling a strange course. My stories seemed to have no beginning and no end, but yet somehow this pleased me. I was living in new worlds. Our noiseless craft flew slowly and calmly over Los Angeles. My unknown companion said, "Look at all that marvelous material down there." "Material?" I said. "Yes," he said. "Consider it raw material for your art. You can do anything you want with it. Those freeways, well, they could become a giant bowl of noodles dotted with specks of black pepper. A car parked on a lonely road is a thought dreamed up by a woman in a small apartment near the ocean. Or perhaps the car is the woman and the apartment is the thought. Do you see? No one can tell you how to change the elements. No one can say you can't do this or you can't do that. The contracted muscles of your mind relax, and then your imagination takes over. Why? You don't need a why. There are no immutable laws. This was an illusion that held structures in place. You already know what that reality is. You don't need to copy it or repeat it. You can decide our plane is a ship and the sky is made of water that moves from left to right in a dressing closet if you want. You can turn me into a disembodied X or a speaking pair of shoes you just purchased at a street fair. You can make a wish which comes true, or you can make something true and then wish for it. You can disappear and then reappear like a firefly. You can float slowly into a pool in the backyard of a mansion. You can fold up the mansion and put it in your jacket pocket. You can do all this while you're as sober as a judge. If people demand that you explain yourself, you can turn them into cows munching in a field. Yes, I said, but if I do all this, will reality really change? Well, that's an arguable issue, he said, but you will change. You will have climbed another few paces up the mountain that you've invented. That's the important thing. And having changed, you can affect reality, which is to say the static status quo with more power. If you make your art and your story long enough, or perhaps endless, why not? Who knows what will happen? Perhaps you'll be able to look at a deserted stand on the beach and make it vanish. Meanwhile, the stadium down there could become a flying craft or a saucer of milk for a cat. Don't worry so much, my friend. That's the main thing. Don't be in a rush to follow the beaten path. Turn A into B and then B into A. You're walking on air. You're clanging clouds together and making horses run out of the chaos. You're transforming hope into certainty. You're strolling out a dozen corners you consciously painted yourself into. It's snowing in July and tulips are spreading like fire in December. Sandstorms break out in department stores. Waves at their peak slow down and harden into concrete. You're reading from a book you're writing. You know, when I tell people these things, they usually reply, but what if, but what if, but what if, but what if? Suddenly they're afraid. You would think this is a place where souls come in order to express their fears. It's odd, wouldn't you say? Look. Most people are trapped inside their minds, but their minds are trapped inside ideas that they don't even know exist. And that's the situation. That's what we're facing. Most people would say, without thinking about it, that's what I'm recommending to you is completely frivolous and therefore a waste of time and a distraction from really important actions. I'm saying plowing the same ground over and over is frivolous. Well, I said, I don't know whether I want to be as radical as you are. That's okay, he said. Just move. Get out of the starting gate. Take leaps. When I was president, I was blocked on all sides. Have you ever wondered why? I'm not referring to the obvious political reasons. I'm talking about reality. There are people who are consciously and unconsciously in charge of maintaining same existence. That's their true job. They don't know what else to do. When you become president, you stepped into the center of the fire, the place where everything must remain as it is. It is. All plans and programs and strategies proceed from the premise that it will not change. The ground will not shift. As leader of the free world, you were the prime figurehead for non-change, but you were not aware of that. Reality has advocates and supporters, and it has troops. There are millions of superficial fluctuations, but they all occur in front of the fundamental rock of things as they are. Don't you see the universe itself runs on repetition and start law? The one equality that sits outside the whole structure of structures is imagination. It can go anywhere and it can do anything. You somehow slipped through the net. You became the number one salesman for is while retaining your own imagination. Fascinating stuff. The imagination, from everything I've heard, that's what separates us from every other species out there, is God gave us consciousness which contains our imagination. I love that. All right. Good Lord willing, I will be back with you guys tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry I was a little off tonight. Like I said, I may try to write some about it in the morning when I get up. We'll see. It's been terrible. Wow. Anyway, remember, spirituality, humble yourself, ask for forgiveness of your sins. My God, we all sin every day. It's what we are. Talk to the Creator. He wants to have a friendship with you. He wants spirituality. He wants to have a conversation with you. Get on your knees and pray and just ask him to reveal things to you. I promise you he will. It's amazing. It's an incredible experience, but it happens.